difficult, I would think. I would be the one word because there's not a lot of information about PCOS.
Very stressful at times, very painful.
Misunderstood. There's not enough funding behind it to actually tell you what it is or why it's happening to you.
Polycystic ovary syndrome is common among many women, but many questions are still unanswered on how to live with the condition. The difficulty of PCOS includes the lack of funded research, the presentation of symptoms not having a one-size-fits-all standard, and some doctors failing to understand pleas of help. Kim Campos was 19 years old when her PCOS journey began.
I had irregular menstrual cycles, and that was the clearer signs that I had PCOS before I got tested. The hair loss, stomach pains, the hair growth, all that other uncomfortable stuff. I got tested and I was told that I have PCOS, that I have little cysts in my ovaries, and there's not much you can do about it except, you know, manage it, try to lose weight, be on birth control, and things like that. But from 15 to now, I'm 34, and now I'm learning just literally things from online and things that I can do, you know, taking these little steps to try to understand it and try to get my quote unquote self to feel regular. When I was younger, I definitely did feel less feminine. And now that I see everybody's just like, hey, you're not alone in this. Oh, it'll definitely help out. I find it a lot helpful now with social media and trying to get your significant other or your partner to understand. It's still difficult because a lot of questions are always still unknown, and it varies from person to person. And that's the hard part.
The frustration of PCOS creating a difficulty in conceiving has resulted in many women, including Rebecca Nitti, to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket for treatments.
But they didn't bother looking into it because I was already on birth control and they didn't care. So I didn't think much of it. And then I got married and then we started to try for maybe 3 years ago. I came off birth control and I didn't have a period for almost a whole year. And when you go to a doctor, they just say, oh, that's normal, when really it is a big problem. I had to advocate for myself a lot. I tried a whole bunch of stuff. It's not working. Nothing's working. The only thing they can do is induce ovulation, but I've spent thousands of dollars on IUIs with super ovulation drugs and injections that hurt and cost me thousands of dollars. It didn't even work. I didn't even create one follicle. And when you try to ask for an answer, they don't have one. The only help I've got is by going to see a naturopath, which was all out of pocket. And I can't afford to do fertility treatments and the naturopath. I have to kind of pick one. Canada doesn't cover naturopathic medicine. Health plans don't cover natural versions of synthetic hormone. And that costs a lot of money every month. That's kind of been my journey. It's been not great. And Canada's not willing to admit that maybe non-Western approaches might be better.
Despite all the negativities, Danielle Howe has maintained positivity and hope since her PCOS diagnosis at 14.
It's definitely been a struggle because I'm 28 next month, so it's been, you know, quite a few years that I've lived with it. Insomnia, anxiety, you know, hard to lose weight, painful periods, cramping, cysts. I pretty much have all of the symptoms of PCOS and it really sucks. Infertility is definitely the biggest one. We've been on our journey for 5 years in September, so just over 5 years. We've done infertility treatments, so I'm hoping that once I go to the fertility clinic, we can look more into IUI and IVF, but definitely infertility is my biggest challenge. Most definitely, I would deal with the symptoms over and over again if I could just get pregnant easily.
With PCOS affecting 5 million women, a collective call to raise awareness and research into the condition has echoed around the globe. In addition to the call, the number one tip being pushed is to continue seeking answers and treatment amid pushbacks against women's health. For In Your Backyard, I'm Jess Gould.